Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Friday, April 12th, 2019. So I shared a story of how one phone call cost me $500. Salt gets Carson level petty. And he falls asleep at the doctor's office. And the weekly wrap-up with producer Dan. Apparently, Kennedy, Salt has been Carson level petty.
There's petty. Untagging a friend you don't like anymore on Facebook. And then there's Carson level petty. Untagging that friend, but also getting everyone you know to untag them and get their car towed and call the IRS on them. You think you know petty? Carson says, hold his IPA. Carson, level petty.
617-931-1234. If you have been Carson level petty recently, please feel free to call in or text in your story. Salt, you've been Carson level petty?
Yes, and this involves something that's near and dear to both mine and my wife's hearts.
Okay.
Cookies.
Important.
Very important, especially when you have a pregnant lady at the house.
Right.
So I am a bit of a snack fiend. I love to have snacks in the house, cookies and stuff like that, and I'm always buying it. She's always yelling at me, but she will partake in cookies every now and again. So we have this particular kind of cookie that we get at like the Christmas tree shop, and it's like those long cylindrical ones. It's like Purell, or I don't know how you pronounce them, but whatever.
I know what you mean.
They're like crepes wrapped in chocolate. They're just delicious rods of excellence.
Are they really light, light and crispy?
Yes. They're oh my gosh, I love them. They're
delicious.
Awesome.
You're like salivating right
Seriously,
now.
Seriously, I just spit on the microphone. That's thinking about them. This is how much I love them. So they come in a tin. And the tin has two individually wrapped bags in it that have half of the cookies. And this is smart. This is why I love this cookie brand. Because they realize that the cookies would go stale if you left them open because before you could eat both packages. So they have two separate packages in there.
Or you'd eat the whole thing and they're just trying to look out
exactly.
for it.
Exactly. One or the other. Either way, they're looking out for their consumer. So my wife, you know, you finish one of the packages, you know, that's in there. What do you do?
Throw it away.
You throw away the package. Am I right, people?
You're right.
You're right. Okay.
Yes.
So I go in there. I open the tin of cookies. I'm like, hey, CP, we're going to have a cookie. Me, not you, because you can't eat yet. And I go in there and I see the empty bag. And I'm like, oh, the wife didn't throw it away. Huh. Okay. Well, I'm just going to leave it in there next time and see if she eventually will throw it away. Doesn't happen. I go back again. More cookies. No. Nothing. I'm like, what?
Are you kidding? The whole thing was empty?
No. Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. No. I go back, you know, a little bit later. You know, and this is when she's at home. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Right. Get more cookies. And still, nothing. So then, like, the next day, I'm going in there, and I'm going to grab myself a cookie, and I open the tin, and I see the two bags, one empty in there, and then I go to reach my hand in the other bag.
And it's empty.
Empty.
No.
Empty! Empty!
So I understand your anger, but where does the petty come in?
So!
Oh, I know what you did.
This is where the petty comes in.
I know what he did.
And what I found was, there was in the very bottom of the second bag, there was like a half to a third of one of the spires left, but you wouldn't know that because it was all the way down in the bottom of the bag. You could tell by the top, you're like, it's empty. So literally, she finished the first bag, left it in there. That's forgivable. She left the second bag in there empty and left it on the shelf. Come on!
Again, you're angry, but where's the petty part?
So, what do I do?
I don't know.
I do what you're supposed to do. I dispose of the bags, and I put the tin back on the shelf.
Amazing. So amazing.
Level petty.
When my pregnant wife comes home and she wants one of those delicious cookies, she goes, how dare you?
You're going to get a tin over the head. That's what's going
to
happen.
No, it happened because she went in there and she goes to me. Now, this is another level of petty that I went to. This is a second Carson level of petty. She goes in there and she opens up the tin and then she goes, Why would you do that?
Like, I could hear her from the other room. Like, and then she comes in and she goes, "What are you trying to teach me a lesson here?" And I go, "Yes, I am."
Yes, I am.
Salt, I got a...
Congratulations, Salt.
I have some good news
for
you.
I've been sleeping on the couch for a week.
Salt from the 603, just a fun FYI, the Dollar Tree sells individual serving size for just $1.
Yeah, you can't have that in my house.
Why?
Individual serving size and not get my wife? No way!
No, no.
And the serving size that they sell already is my individual serving size.
Okay. All right. I like it. Carson Level Petty. Very well done.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Quite the week on the show, Kennedy. Quite the week.
There was a lot happening.
There were lots of opening day shenanigans at Fenway Park. And maybe I left the game a little early. There was an interview that we did with Snooki where she gave some great parenting advice to Salt, like, why are you having another kid? Mm. And then a very awkward moment was Salt's wife, Sarah, while getting an ultrasound. Let's get to it. It's the weekly wrap-up with producer Dan.
I'm Dale Jr. My race team.
That is not it. Stand by. That was Dale Jr. Let's try this one.
And now, the weekly wrap-up with producer Dan.
Hi, I'm
Everything
Dale Jr.
You missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real. From the front to the back.
My mic. There we go. What's up, Boston? It's your boy, Dale Earnhardt Jr. A.K.A. the North Shore Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
A.K.A. the Tawny Tupac.
Yeah.
A.K.A. the most flavorful cracker since Ritz came out. Talk to him, Kennedy. DJ, drop that wrap up. It's the weekly wrap. We back, so don't play. Whole show got buck wild opening day. You don't say. Hit the town to have a meetup. Sox gear on, beat up from the feet up. Teed up. Couple shots, what were they thinking? Opening day, what's a little bit of day drinking? Cue the fireball. Ain't no one stopping me. I had that 1,000-yard stare kicking properly. Moving through properties on Lansdowne sloppily. Dropped 200 bucks past goal like Monopoly. But hey, I wasn't alone all of this time. Any Dow, that's my partner in the crime. It was sublime, we were soaring with our confidence till I passed out here at work where we conference. Caesar G, she ain't playing with you scrubs. She snuck a whole Italian sausage in the club. True facts, hit it in her jacket like, hold still. I got the pictures just chilling on my phone still. That's enough about us acting immaturely. Let's talk Fairweather Carson leaving early. I mean, surely it's a lie, it can't be true. Got the best seats in the house and what he do? Oh, you. We joke like it was funny, but the whole text line was ready to take your lunch money. Like, what you want from me, guys? We weren't winning. I mean, geez, I stayed till the third inning. That's the beginning. Come on, where's your loyalty? We always win. I guess sports here have spoiled me. You ain't royalty no matter how you pick it. Matter of fact, that's a waste of a free ticket. That's okay, who knows, there might be hope for you. But Greg and Fred got on air and started roasting you like they were supposed to do. They ain't rookies. Next up, we talked to Annie's girl, Snooki. Snooki's all the way pregnant, probably nauseous. Did the interview while running around the post office. Annie ordered off a Retzi and she told it. Then kinda had herself a fangirl moment. We asked, how's your boy Mike? How's he living? The situation's getting swole up in prison. Salt asked for some advice on the new baby. She said, two that soon? What are you, crazy? 1 year old and a newborn son? Salt just replied, yeah, we're kinda dumb. Speaking of the new baby, gather round. Sarah got some unexpected news at the ultrasound. I was shouted loud and proud from the rafters, but Salt said, hey, it was kinda awkward after. I'm trying to figure how to say it to the crowd. The technician said, congrats, he's well endowed. Now you guess most dads would be hoping it, but Salty thought the whole thing was kind of inappropriate. You're my dude, let me tell you as a friend. Buddy, just shut up and take the win. I'm out, everybody, have a great weekend.
All right, I need to stop everything right now. Dan,
yes.
In the weekly wrap-up, you suggested that somebody smuggled
a sausage
into the club, and Annie's face was like, was it me?
Oh, no, it was 100% her. I have a picture on my phone if you guys want to see
That's incredible.
She did not remember that part.
You held on to that all week?
A lot happened that day, Paul.
You don't remember a sausage being smuggled into a bar?
I have a picture on my phone of she had it in her jacket pocket.
And there's a picture of her just like kind of
hungry
into her jacket.
You know, you got to eat while you're drinking.
5 feet away from the live band.
It was an enlightening moment for Annie. She was like, I did what?
I did what? Her face was unbelievable.
She doesn't know which bar it happened in either, by the way.
Lansdowne Pub.
Oh, whatever. They are all the same anyway.
All right, Producer Dan and the Weekly Wrap-Up. I thought that was me featured in that. That was really good impersonation of me.
Oh, thank you. I try. I hear you a lot.
So. I was like, wow, when did I drop those bars?
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
That's pretty good, Dan. That's pretty good.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I shared with you a story earlier this week how I went to get my inspection sticker, or my wife's inspection sticker done on her car. $35, right, for the inspection sticker?
Yeah, I guess.
And I left spending $1,500
like you do.
On new tires and balancing
so
and front end alignment and broken sensors, and it was just a disaster.
Right.
Yesterday, I made a phone call, and it cost me $500 for one phone call.
What?
Yeah. Go on.
Did you travel back to the 80s and call long distance for 2 hours?
Did you have MCI friends and family?
You were not in my circle of friends.
Seriously, man. Did you call Europe?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right? On a landline?
Yeah.
I didn't even, come to think of it, I didn't even make the call. The call was made to me.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you accept a collect call?
I know, right?
Because that's the only way that works.
It was a call from prison. No, my daughter Courtney is coming to town. So she lives outside of Chattanooga, Tennessee. She's 24 years old. She's kind of like Annie, living her best life. She still lives at home. She's called like last week and said, hey, you know, we had been talking about coming up. I am going to come up. My friend is going to drive with me. So her and her girlfriend were going to do a road trip. Mm-hmm. And I guess at the last minute, her friend flaked out. And she couldn't afford to do it all on her own. And plus, it's a long drive. It's like a 13-hour drive.
Yeah, you wouldn't want her doing it alone anyway.
And I wouldn't want her doing it alone. Right. And at one point, she's like, oh, yeah, I'll just get some of those things you get at the gas station, the stackers or whatever.
Amphetamines.
I'm like, no.
Like a five-hour energy? Just a little trucker speed. Her heart's going to beat out of her chest.
I know. I'm just like, what are you talking about?
I love her to pieces, but there are times.
I know. She definitely takes after her father. So then I put her on mute, and I say to my wife Lana, I'm like,
"You got any money?
What's the savings looking like?
You got any cash on you?
How's monogramming this one?
Yeah, you got any vouchers for flights?
Right? How's that corporate card you got over there for Boston Bell? Yeah.
Can we fly in an expert? You write this off as a business expense?
Can we give
expense?
Back the four new tires we just got for your car and buy an airline ticket?
Can we call Century Bank and get a loan?
Yes. So, and, you know, like she's been talking to Barrett. They haven't seen each other in a while. You know, I want them to see each other. I want them to hang out.
What's Barrett got in his piggy bank?
Oh, Barrett's got a savings account now. Let's go raid his account.
He got a checking account.
So I'm like, she's like, well, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I want to buy her a ticket. What's the cheapest airline out of Atlanta that you know, that we can buy a ticket on?
So you're going to have her fly a drive over to Atlanta?
Well, that's close.
It's only about a 90-minute drive from where she lives.
That is where you fly
Atlanta.
Out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's where you fly out of. So I take her off a hold, and I'm like, all right, we're going to buy you a ticket. So then we go online, and I start looking at like I don't know what those airlines are called that are inexpensive, but dangerous would be the
garbage
one that comes to mind.
Garbage.
barely flies. Just most likely to be canceled, really. They're not safe. They're just most likely to be canceled.
I think
they don't own their own stuff.
I think you have to stand up on them is how that works.
It's one of those ones your seat reclines. It's like...
No, they have just
it actually goes forward.
They just have a handle and a strap.
You're good?
Like they take a subway car and put wings on it.
I think that was the airline I was looking at. Atlanta's like, really? That's what you want your child to fly on? I'm like, she's made it to 24.
She's
I just
fine.
Want a good deal. So then we start looking around, and tickets, it's like, you know, if you're going to buy a ticket on Thursday to fly out on Friday, guess what costs a lot of money?
And literally Thursday couldn't be the worst day to buy tickets.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, you want to come to Boston the week of the Boston Marathon.
Great.
It's not like anybody else is trying.
I'm surprised you found a ticket. And but you got it then, and she's coming, yeah?
Yeah. Normally, Atlanta to Boston, if you were to plan ahead, you could find tickets for like
$99. Yeah, totally. Easily. Totally cheap.
Yeah, $500. Mm. $500.
But what you don't know...
Is that a one-way?
Or maybe you know now, but Courtney, Lana, and I had been talking for a while because she wanted to surprise you. So the idea was that she was going to drive up here and show up today around 8.
Oh, here?
Yes, but then Lana and I yesterday, I'm going to show you all the text messages between Lana and I.
You guys were talking a lot.
Well, because Courtney hadn't called me. She said she would call me when she left. Right. I insisted that she text me every time she crossed the state line. I wanted to know where she was and that she was safe so I could organize it all for you.
Right.
And whatever. And then I'm like, where is she? And Lana's like, don't even get me started. She is flying here courtesy of Amex.
Amazing. I love that. Every time you cross the state line, I won't know what states they are, but I just want to know.
I just want to know that she was, you know, making it
safely.
That's great.
Well, and I said to her, I said, well, what happened to your friend that flaked out? And she's like, there was a pregnancy test, and there was, and I was like,
trauma.
An episode of The Hills.
Right?
Right.
Like a different Hills, like the Tennessee Hills.
And so last night I'm talking to her. I was like, now your flight leaves at 7 a.m. You got like a 90-minute drive, and you're going to have to drive through Atlanta. You might get stuck in some traffic. That means you got to get up early. How are you getting to the airport? And she's like, oh, well, my friend that bailed on me to come on this trip is driving me. I'm like,
there's
what?
A good person to drive.
What?
Seems reliable.
Again, I love her.
I think you're going to be out $500 and no daughter visit.
No, I got a text from her. She's already at the airport.
Oh, she's at the airport?
She's at the airport.
She got turned away.
She did it.
She's
she
like,
did
Dad,
yeah.
I didn't know you couldn't bring a gun.
And then I'm asking all the questions last night. I'm like,
I need an ID?
Yeah, do you have a valid driver's license, right?
You can't bring a full-size shampoo bottle.
Right. Don't check a bag because you can't afford the $50 it costs to check a bag.
Oh, that's the next call you're going to get. Dad, I didn't know this.
Sorry.
I wanted to bring my carry-on, but no, the airline you chose.
Kids are the worst, am I right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Are you okay, Annie? Annie had to leave yesterday.
Annie, are you okay?
Right after the show to go to the doctor, and we're worried about you.
You know, I think my body is shutting down, to be honest with you. I've been in shambles for like the last month.
Month?
I would say so. I mean, maybe the last 24 years, if you're really trying to get specific. But,
we've all been there, Annie. We've all been there.
So I've had no appetite probably for the last 2.5 weeks, which is very unlike me. I'm always eating.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to have me do an ultrasound just to make sure I don't have like a stomach ulcer or, you know, everything's working. Sure, a baby.
Just below the ultrasound. That's below the stomach.
Or anything going on with my liver or whatever. But you can't eat.
Why would your liver have any problems? It's not like you know. What?
Wow.
What?
It's awful early for such
So which doctor did you go to see? Dr. McGillicuddy or did you go to a different doctor?
5:57 a.m. in my day. Okay. So I'm driving. You can't eat or drink anything 8 hours before. Oof. So no water, no coffee, no food.
No water?
Nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, so you missed the Annie on no coffee. Woof. Yeah.
I was.
Poor baby. She was tired.
Planning.
I was delirious driving down there yesterday. I was just not okay.
Yeah.
So I finally get down in the ultrasound room. They shut off all the lights. And the girl that was doing it was so nice. And she was very calming. And I was laying there. And, you know, she's just going over, you know, take a breath in, hold it. We're going through the process. And I just start to doze. And my eyes are getting heavier. And all of a sudden, I am asleep. And I wake up to, like, the little beeping on the machine. And I was like... Like, looked at her, and she looked at me, and I was like, I'm so sorry. And she's like, it's okay.
Did you have drool coming out of your mouth?
A little bit, to be honest with you. I think I had a dream. Like, that's how deep I was into sleep.
It is dark, and you know, they're very quiet when they're doing it, and the ultrasound goo is warm, and like, you know, I can understand how you'd be that way.
Maybe she hypnotized you, and like, can you act like a chicken right now?
I wish she hypnotized me.
Whenever I do that,
fun.
I do. I've been spending a lot of time at the dentist lately.
Yeah,
and if that happens, I'll fall asleep, and I always wake myself up with the.
Yes.
Yeah, but you have like.
And then I jump out of the chair and I feel horrible.
You have crazy objects in your mouth that are like drilling and loud noises.
Yeah, but
noises.
They put that thing in that opens your mouth for you, so you really don't even have to
doesn't
think anymore.
Matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't even
it's
matter.
Open no matter what.
I remember one time, the only time I like fell asleep at a like really, really awkward place was my freshman year of college. It was my geology final exam. I fell asleep on my test because I'd been up all night cramming because I was like, what the hell is geology? And I literally drooled on my Scantron paper. And there was, you know, this is back when the desks still had a trough in them, you know, for the pencil at the top. The entire trough was drool. And like I had drool on my eyebrow. I had to walk up to the proctor and be like, I need a new test paper. I fell asleep on my test.
I'm so
and
sorry.
It's everywhere.
So what did they say? Are you okay?
So the radiologist there will mail everything to my doctor here, whatever. But the one thing that threw me for a loop, I know I've only seen ultrasounds done in movies. I thought that the gel was going to be cold, and it was nice and warm. And
yeah,
I was
they like, warmed that up.
This is great. This is the best thing ever.
That's a random takeaway.
You know, it's the really little things for me, I got to say, that get me excited.
Yeah.
But the poor
the gel was a nice temperature.
Did they talk about how well endowed your baby was?
Yep, the baby had a heartbeat. It was great. No, it was
it's a food baby.
And when she turned the lights back on, I was kind of looking at her with one eye open, and she's like, "Oh, here are the paper towels. You know, wipe the goo off." I'm like trying to do it. She's like, "Do you need me to help you? Like,
can I lay
okay?
here for a few minutes and take
and
a nap?"
I was like, "Can I just have a minute?"
This is the quiet. They've been rebuilding my house for a year. I've had no sleep
at
home.
It was the best nap I've had in months. In months.
Every time Annie goes back to her house, they're doing some sort of construction. She can't get a good night's rest.
Poor me. Chainsaws. Mom and Dad, I need you to stop redoing the house, or I'm going to have to go get ultrasounds to get a nap in.
Who redoes a house with chainsaws?
Well,
you should talk to your contractor.
There's some kind of machinery going on.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, Kennedy, I want to play some audio from a 911 call.
Yeah.
This is some scary stuff. A homeowner had to call 911 because they mistook a Roomba vacuum for an intruder.
Stop.
Is this a phone 911?
I saw the video. It's the funniest thing.
It was in Washington County, Oregon. The homeowner called 911 on a Roomba vacuum. They came home. They thought an intruder had locked themselves in their bathroom. So they called the police. Deputies quickly arrived and surrounded the house. They converged on the bathroom and ordered the suspect to surrender. When they didn't, they broke down the door with their weapons drawn. That's when they discovered the Roomba.
911, police, fire, or medical?
Police.
And what is going on?
I think there's an intruder in one of the bathrooms, but okay. The bathroom door is locked. We see a shadow moving around, and the door is closed.
How many people inside the house?
There are two people inside, plus the intruder.
Oh. The intruder is from iHome.
The funniest part is when they walked in there and the guy, I mean, they both have guns drawn. Like, it's,
yeah,
you know, it's a serious situation. And then he looks inside and he goes, it's a vacuum.
This sucks.
I've seen this as a Roomba, and it often will close the door on you if you do not have said door closed.
Last chance, Beaver to police. Come out now or you're going to get bit.
We are all inside now. We can clear the signal too. It is a robot vacuum cleaner.
There's a bad guy.
They have the canine, like the dog there.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
That's what they said, you're going to get bit.
Like, do you not hear the noise? Like, yeah, the Roomba makes a very distinct noise. And also, if it's banging into stuff, like, it's moving back and forth. They could see it moving. So it's like bouncing off the wall.
Also, you know, dogs love Roombas. Elvis loved to chase it.
And is this a Roomba off the street? Is this a stray Roomba? Did these people not know they started their Roomba?
It wandered in from out of town.
Beaver to police, come out now or you're going to get bit.
We are all inside now. We can clear the signal too. It is a robot vacuum cleaner.
Robot vacuum.
There's a bad guy.
Robot.
I have so many questions for the homeowners here. Did you not go over to the dock and been like, hey, have you seen Gary the Roomba? Did you turn on the vacuum earlier today? Because I haven't seen it. Did somebody break in and the only thing they stole was our Roomba and then they went to the bathroom to pee?
911, police, fire, or medical?
Police.
And what is going on?
I think there's an intruder in one of the bathrooms, but the bathroom door is locked. We see a shadow moving around,
and
the door is closed.
How many people inside the house?
There are two people inside, plus the intruder.
And our robot vacuum.
And it's also very clean. Whoever it is cleaning.
They haven't washed their hands. I have not heard the sink at all.
Is shining.
Somebody broke into our house, and they are using our vacuum. It's in the bathroom. Because that is the only sound we hear.
Hey, what are you doing in there? Cleaning. Leave me alone.
My job? Thanks a lot, Linda.
Wow. I'm dead.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.